Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says atrocities against women are an unpardonable sin and guilty must not be spared. Prime Minister calls for employing technology and new innovations in judicial system to provide justice for all. Home Minister Amit Shah stresses the need to dismantle network of illegal narcotics trade in a ruthless manner. Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah and Israel launched large-scale military operations against each other. And Indian surfing team secures its first ever quota for 2026 Asian Games. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that safety of women is top priority of the nation, along with their empowerment. He added that atrocities against women are an unpardonable sin and the guilty must not be spared. Mr. Modi was speaking after distributing certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis in a function organized at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi noted that public institutions like hospitals, schools, offices or the police system should be made accountable and any negligence on their part is unacceptable.
महिलाओं के खिलाफ अपराध अक्षम्य पाप है दोषी कोई भी हो वो बचना नहीं चाहिए उसको किसी भी रूप में मदद करने वाले बचने नहीं चाहिए अस्पताल हो स्कूल हो दफ्तर हो या फिर पुलिस व्यवस्था जिस भी स्तर पर लापरवाही होती है सबका हिसाब होना चाहिए.
The Prime Minister said our biggest responsibility as a society and as a government should be to protect the lives and dignity of women. The Prime Minister also felicitated Lakhpati Didis and discussed with them about their businesses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for employing technology and new innovations in judicial system to provide justice for all. He emphasized that simplifying justice delivery is a collective responsibility, though current processes often complicate this goal. He was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebration of the Rajasthan High Court in Jodhpur. The Prime Minister highlighted the country's historic strides towards more straightforward justice delivery, including repeal of outdated laws. He praised recent reforms in criminal laws as essential, noting that these changes align with the nation's growing ambitions and need for modernized systems to support the vision of a new India. He noted that over 18,000 courts across the country have been computerized, significantly benefiting the public.
Aaj desh mein kam kharchile aur twarit nirnayon ke liye alternative dispute mechanism बहुत अहम रास्ता बन रहा है वैकल्पिक डिस्प्यूट मैकेनिज्म की ये व्यवस्था देश में ईज ऑफ लिविंग के साथ ही ईज ऑफ जस्टिस को भी बढ़ावा देगी कानूनों में बदलाव करके नए प्रावधान जोड़कर सरकार ने इस दिशा में कई कदम उठाए हैं न्यायपालिका के सहयोग से ये व्यवस्थाएं और ज्यादा सशक्त होगी.
ड्यूरिंग द इवेंट the Prime Minister virtually inaugurated the Rajasthan High Court Museum and launched the Twarit program. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually inaugurated the Regional Unit Office of Narcotics Control Bureau in Nava Raipur, Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, a review meeting on the drug scenario in Chhattisgarh was also held under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister. On this occasion, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is resolved to make the country drug-free by 2047. The centenary year of India's independence is now becoming the resolve of every countryman. He said that illegal trade of narcotics is linked to national security.
Nasha-mukt Bharat ka sankalp, samruddh, surakshit aur vaibhavshali Bharat ke sankalp ke liye bahut mahatvapurna sankalp hai. Narcotics केवल भारत की समस्या नहीं है अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समस्या अगर ये लड़ाई हम अभी शिद्दत के साथ लड़े तो लड़ाई हम जीत सकते हैं भारत में नारकोटिक्स का दूषण राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा के साथ भी जुड़ा हुआ है हम सब की जिम्मेदारी बनती है कि कि जीरो टॉलरेंस की वृत्ति के साथ हम देश को नारकोटिक्स फ्री बनाए, नशा मुक्त बनाए.
द मनी अर्न फ्रॉम दिस प्रमोट्स टेररिज्म एंड लेफ्ट विंग एक्सट्रीमिज्म एंड वीकन्स द कंट्रीज इकोनॉमी. He said that there is a need to dismantle the network of illegal trade in a ruthless manner. He said the government will move forward with a zero tolerance policy against it. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has chaired a bilateral meeting on US-India civil nuclear commerce in New Delhi. The Ministry of Science and Technology today said that the meeting highlighted the deepening cooperation between the two nations in critical areas including science, technology and clean energy. During the meeting, Dr. Singh announced that an Indian astronaut from the Gaganyaan mission is set to join the International Space Station, making a significant milestone in Indo-US space collaboration. The meeting of BJP Central Election Committee is underway at party headquarters in New Delhi to finalize the names of the candidates for upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Jitendra Singh and other senior leaders of the party are present in the meeting. Union Minister Chirag Paswan was today re-elected as Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas President for 5 years. The decision was taken unanimously at the party's national executive meeting in Ranchi. Chirag Paswan said the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana, Jammu Kashmir and Jharkhand were also discussed in the meeting. Mr. Paswan said that in Jharkhand, the party may contest the polls either with National Alliance partner BJP or on its own. In Kolkata, Sanjay Roy, the main accused and the lone arrested person in the brutal rape and murder case of the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, has undergone polygraph test today. The CBI team reached the Presidency Correctional Home at around 11 a.m. for the purpose and came out after 4 hours. Earlier, the investigating team interrogated Sanjay in front of the psychologist and behavioral experts of Forensic Science Laboratory, New Delhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hailed the advancement in India's space sector. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said, "The youth of the nation has benefited greatly by reforms in the space sector." He emphasized the significance of the National Space Day celebration on 23rd of this month, marking the success of Chandrayaan 3 mission.
21st sadi ke Bharat mein kitna hi kuch aisa ho raha hai jo viksit Bharat ki neev majboot kar raha hai. Jaise is 23 August ko hi hum sab deshvasiyon ne pehla National Space Day manaya. Mujhe vishwas hai ki aap sabne is din ko celebrate kiya hoga. एक बार फिर चंद्रयान 3 की सफलता का जश्न मनाया होगा. देश के युवाओं को स्पेस सेक्टर रिफॉर्म से भी काफी फायदा हुआ है.
ड्यूरिंग द प्रोग्राम प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो इंटरैक्टेड विद द टीम फ्रॉम स्पेस टेक स्टार्टअप गैलेक्स आई विच वॉज लॉन्च्ड बाय द एलुमनाई ऑफ IIT मद्रास. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड दैट द स्पेस इकोसिस्टम इज बिकमिंग वाइब्रेंट. In his latest monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister reflected on his Independence Day speech this year from Red Fort, appealing 1 lakh youth from non-political background to connect with the political system. He said, "It has garnered a tremendous response and a large number of youth are eagerly ready to enter politics." The BJP has welcomed the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government for approving the Unified Pension Scheme UPS. Addressing media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that the Prime Minister is sensitive and listened to the demands of employees and constituted a committee and its report was approved by the Union Cabinet.
Pradhan Mantri maangon ko sunte hain, samajhte hain aur samvedanshil rehte hain. Jab कर्मचारियों के अखिल भारतीय संगठन ने भी मांग की तो पिछले साल ही तत्कालीन वित्त सचिव सोमनाथन जी की अध्यक्षता में कमेटी बनी थी. उस कमेटी की रिपोर्ट को कैबिनेट में स्वीकार किया गया. भारत सरकार के लगभग 23% कर्मचारियों को 50% एश्योर्ड पेंशन तय हो गया।
The All India Railway Men's Federation AIRF today welcomed the Union Government's approval of the Unified Pension Scheme UPS. During a press conference in New Delhi, AIRF General Secretary Shiv Gopal Mishra highlighted that around 23 lakh government employees will benefit from the scheme.
जो भी रिटायर होगा उसको अपनी सैलरी का आधा पैसा मिलेगा पेंशन के रूप में और उस पर महंगाई राहत भी मिलने का काम होगा। इसमें पारिवारिक पेंशन भी 60% की व्यवस्था रखी गई है। मिनिमम पेंशन भी 10,000 रूपये मिलेगी और जब रिटायर होंगे तो उनको कुछ न कुछ लमसम भी मिलने का काम होगा। ये जो व्यवस्थाएं इसके अंदर की गई है मैं समझता हूं बड़े स्वागत की।
The Maharashtra government today gave its approval to implementation of revised national pension scheme for the officers and employees of the state government services on the lines of central government employees. It is approved for implementation with effect from March 2024. Millions of employees of the state government are expected to benefit from this scheme. The cabinet also gave approval to increase the scope of the scheme for providing uninterrupted electricity to farmers during the day. In Tripura, NDRF troops are carrying out rescue operations in the flood-ravaged areas. Even on the fifth day of the first strike of floods in the state, 11 battalions of the NDRF are still on rescue and relief operations in South Tripura and Sipahi Jala districts which are severely affected due to floods.
The plight of the people of Battali and Garantali villages under the Sonamura subdivision in Sipahi Jala district exacerbated with the simultaneous rise in water level of Gomati and Rudrasagar lake. As the flood water entered into the houses, people were left with no choice but to evacuate their homes.
25 family ho jayega is ilaka pe aur uske baad samne bhi hai koi bhi cheez ghar se nahi leke aaya sirf document bhi leke aaya aur baki sab luskan ho jayega abhi tak ghar pe to nahi ja raha to kya kya luskan ho gaya abhi tak mujhe malum nahi.
There are various organizations which have come forward to provide support and relief to the people. One such organization, for instance, is Kuwait Pravasi Foundation, which has come forward to render support to the flood-affected people and providing them with dry ration. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Agartala.
In a significant escalation of tensions in West Asia, Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah has launched a retaliatory attack against Israel, marking the first phase of its response to the assassination of Fouad Shukr, a high-ranking Hezbollah military leader. The attack, which occurred this morning, comes more than 3 weeks after Shukr's death in the southern suburbs of Beirut on July 30. Meanwhile, Israel announced that it had carried out preemptive strikes using 100 fighter jets in Lebanon prior to Hezbollah's attack. Israel also declared a 48-hour nationwide state of emergency this morning after their military launched preemptive strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon. In a groundbreaking achievement, the Indian surfing team has secured its first ever quota for the 2026 Asian Games in Aichi, Nagoya, Japan. Both the men's and women's team clinched spots at the Asian Surfing Championship 2024 held in Maldives. A report.
Kishore Kumar, competing in the under-18 boys category, played a pivotal role in securing the quota. Although he made it to the semi-finals, Kishore's consistent performances throughout the competition, finishing first in round 1, round 3 and the quarter-finals, contributed significantly. Harish Muthu also left his mark by becoming the first Indian to qualify for the quarter-finals. His hard-fought contest showcased the talent and determination of Indian surfers on the international stage. Surfing Federation of India President Arun Vasu expressed his pride, saying this achievement is a testament to the hard work and determination of our surfers, coaches and the federation over the years. Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
And now before we end this news bulletin, the headlines once again. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi says atrocities against women are an unpardonable sin and guilty must not be spared. Prime Minister calls for employing technology and new innovations in judicial system to provide justice for all. Home Minister Amit Shah stresses the need to dismantle network of illegal narcotics trade in a ruthless manner. Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah and Israel launched large-scale military operations against each other. And Indian surfing team secures first ever quota for 2026 Asian Games. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.